Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Don't pay attention to me. Pay attention to the shirt that looks backwards to me, but...
It looks forwards to me, so that's winning.
That's good. I don't know if we talked about this yet, but we have t-shirts available on the Slash Loot website, slashloot.com.
See?
T-shirt too. That's our shirt. Everybody, shameless plug.
Yep. Which normally we do later on in the show, but we can totally do right off the top. Ryan and I went to Nerdtacular and picked up our Slash Loot shirts, and so we're very excited, and we're matching. Yay.
For today. Then we're going to have to coordinate. Unless we're going to do this show as if we're wearing a uniform, which kind of makes the shirts not cool.
Oh. So. I just got really excited about wearing a uniform.
That's can we wear cool. One of those like weird hats too? Can we get like a
totally hats, headbands? So
gamers in fez.
Oh, gamers in fez!
Make it happen, Dave. Make it happen.
So, do you want to tell everybody what's new with you after your trip to Utah?
I went to the States.
You did.
I did.
And what did you do in the States?
I saw Jocelyn.
That's true, but that's still not what I'm talking about.
So I took my girlfriend up to Salt Lake City, and I left her there. I did not leave with my girlfriend.
Poor Ashley. She was so nice, too. It's too bad. I was kind of getting attached to her. Well, I bet you're pretty attached to her, though, really.
All right, fine. Enough joking around. I killed her. No, I'm just joking. what's going on? I got engaged in Salt Lake City. So for those who don't follow me on Twitter and only know me from this show... I am spoken for, I guess, now. So, sorry, ladies. And certain men, that's all good. I engaged to her up on the mountain, and it went well. And Jocelyn, the lovely person that she is, told Scott Johnson and got a shout-out on the morning stream. And she was embarrassed.
She's never going to speak to me again, is she?
Oh, no. Well, she spoke to you afterwards. She's totally cool with it. I just can't wait to get the video, and now that is forever like a part of... our relationship, so that's great.
See?
I was so excited.
I do good things.
Yeah, no, for sure. I thanked you right off the bat. Like, I was like, Ashley, probably a little upset with you, but you know what? I am going to thank you for the both of us, because that was awesome. No, we had a blast. And she, I thought it would be a little harder to convince her, but she...
Marry you?
That was easy. She was actually completely surprised, and she was hitting me and saying, you're terrible, you're terrible. But I thought it was going to be harder to convince her to want to come back to Nerdtacular, and we're already planning to go next year, so...
Excellent. We'll get into more of that Nerdtacular talk later. First, off the top of the show, I want to reward everyone who is in our live chat room right now. I have something to give away. So, everyone in the live chat room who would like a copy of Civilization V Gold, which is a whole bunch of DLC plus... the Civ 5 base game and Gods and Kings, the expansion. Mm-hmm. If you guys want that, then just throw it in the chat room and I will pick somebody randomly. So ready, set, go! For people who are trying in the chat room, I will look back at you in a couple minutes. So also during the show, I want to say that I have a copy of Borderlands 2 to give away as well. And I think the way that we're going to do that is, again, to the live chat room. We want you to be witty and funny and awesome and interactive with us during the show. And what we're going to do is let the chat room pick by the end of the show who they think has been the most yay gamers in throughout the entire show and deserving of the copy of Borderlands 2. Now, these are all, I should mention, Steam. So you have to be my friend so I can gift them to you. So...
Oh, I see how it is.
That's a huge, huge thing there that you have to friend me on Steam. I know. Oh.
And maybe you can stick around. How many friends do you have on Steam? Is it like Facebook where people like pull out a ruler and try to...
I don't know. I don't have that many friends on Steam. Oh. I think I have maybe 40-ish.
I find people are pretty receptive on Steam, and if you send them a friend request, they're pretty quick to accept you. But I was going to say the Civ 5 Gold, I was looking at that today. That's one of my... the one thing I truly hate about Steam sales is trying to figure out which DLCs I have for Civ 5, because there's so many. And that gold even has like a gold upgrade, so you can actually just kick your game up. And the new expansion was like $10 off. Brave New
World. Yes, I did totally get the new expansion. Oh, I've spent so much money between like trying to pick things up to give away on the show and picking things up for me myself because I've been on such a budget for so long. And I'm still on a budget, but the great thing about Steam sales is that they just let you get as much as you want. Like, there's so many things that I got that I picked up on flash sales that I never would have been able to get otherwise. So mm-hmm. I think I got Defiance for like $13.50 or something. Mm-hmm. That just came out like a couple months ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of titles that are just barely new that are going to be on sale. And I'm sure right now Brave New World isn't on sale, but I'm sure it will be back on sale at some point in the next couple weeks.
Very true. Okay, so to give away Civ 5, we have, let me see here, 1, 2, 3 people in the chat room, is that right, that want Civ 5 gold that don't already have it?
Sure.
So I'm using a random number generator to generate a number between 1 through 3. Ready, set, 1. So who is the first one who said yes? Pink. Kethrim in the chat room. You win Civ 5 Gold Edition.
Unless so... they're talking about marriage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I assumed that yes, smiley face. In the chat room meant that they wanted Civ 5. Yeah, we're going to go with that. So shoot me a message on, whatchamacallit?
Twitch.
Twitch. There we go. That thing that we're currently streaming on. Shoot me a message on Twitch with your email, and I will get that off to you. We'll do the whole friendly thing or email-y thing or whatever. We'll do the Steam thing, and I will gift you that copy of Civ 5 Gold. So, moving on to what we're playing. Ryan, have you had any time to play anything in the last 2 weeks? Because we missed a week. This is the first time in the history of the Gamers Inn that we have missed a week. It hasn't always been Fridays, but the first time that we missed a week, which did kind of make me sad, but oh man, we had such a good time. So, in that time, did you play anything?
I don't remember anything pre-Nerdtacular. So we're going to talk
such
in
a
post,
blur, right?
Post-Nerdtacular world. So, on the airplane, and at the event specifically, the 3DS was the console of choice across the entire Nerd Kingdom there in Snowbird. I was street passing like I was on top of the world. Just
I felt so left out.
I'm
Everybody
sorry,
was
yeah.
carrying around, oh, 3DS, street pass. I was like, ah, you bastards.
Yeah, and like, street passing isn't a thing we get to do a lot in North America because it's like all the gamers are so widespread, and unless you take public transit, you might get one or two. I know when I walk, I'll maybe get one or two just from random passerbyers. But at that at the resort, I was constantly having to process the queue. And the crappy thing is that like 5 new Street Pass games came out like today after Nerdtacular. So like, well, I'm not going
to... Is there anything that you would have wanted to buy had it come out pre-Nerdtacular? Like, were there any titles that you were like, oh man, I wish I had that for the Street Pass stuff?
Oh, yeah, well, I would have liked to try them. I think there's 5 of them, and you can buy a bundle for like 15. And they're really like just small little titles that you can only play with either the play coins, which you get from walking, or Street Passes. And I guess at this point, there's really no point in me buying them because I'm not going to get as many Street Passes until next year. So probably wait till they go on sale. But on the plane ride, and I know you probably don't want to hear this because just like Nerdtacular event, the 3DS was king. On the plane, the 3DS was king because those trips just went by so quickly. I saved up all my fruit on my trees and basically picked fruit in Animal Crossing for like half the flight. It was a good time.
I picked fruit for half the flight. It sounds like something bad and wrong and dirty.
No, it sounds boring.
I don't know what that would be a euphemism for, but euphemism is not a word. Euphemism.
Yeah, it's not dirty. It's just it sounds boring, but it really isn't because we've talked about it before, but as you're gathering fruit and sort of managing your inventory and running to the store and back, you're constantly running into people and finding fossils, and it's very easy to compare Animal Crossing to one of those like visit your town and manage shit once a day on iOS, and except this has a bit, little bit more of a polish. And yeah, the 3DS just was amazing for Nerdtacular, and I highly suggest next year you having one. And hopefully, we've talked about this before. And
we have talked about this, because we've talked a lot in the last week, which has been really nice. Being at Nerdtacular face-to-face, we did a lot of talking. So what I'm actually planning on doing now that I wasn't able to get things together in time to pick one up before Nerdtacular, what I'm going to do is wait until November. Is that the release date?
I believe so.
So there is a new Zelda game, and everybody knows I'm a huge Zelda fan. Actually, I have to show, my best friend got me a necklace for a birthday that you can't see, but everyone else can see. It's Navi. It's a fairy. Yay.
Hey.
So she... Listen. Hey, listen.
I'm having flashbacks, guys. Push the C button or something.
So yeah, I am a big Zelda fan, so I'm really hoping that there will be some kind of bundle, because they seem to be doing that a lot, every 3 to 4 months. And I mean, there's no way that they would put out all these 3DS bundles and then not do a Zelda bundle. So I'm assuming there's going to be some kind of limited edition that I'm going to have to watch for and pre-order and everything else. So I'm super excited about potentially getting a 3DS Zelda bundle in November. So that's what I'm saving up for. But you're right, the whole mobile gaming thing in Nerdtacular was huge. And I remember, like, I was looking for things, not so much to do while I was there, but on the trip back. And so I sent out a tweet just asking people at Nerdtacular what games they thought I should, you know, download to play on the plane, because I was looking for specifically offline stuff, which is sometimes really hard to find. So some of the titles that were recommended were so good. I played Final Fantasy, which is the port of the original. I played Catan. I played Cut the Rope. I played Plants vs. Zombies. I played Kingdom Rush. I'm trying to remember. All different genres. Really, really cool. Like, tower defense stuff, puzzle solving stuff, board games, like, just everything. You guys are fabulous. I love nerdy, gamey people. I don't even have to think for myself anymore.
Nerdy, gamey people. That sounds bad. Oh, man, you mentioned Kingdom Rush. Now, did you get the new one or did you get the old one?
I got both.
Oh, I
went on a little bit of an iOS spending spree right before I left, too. I was just like, you know what? Everyone says these are good, so I'm just going to buy all the things.
Did you touch the new one or did you just kind of play with the first one?
No, actually, I didn't play the first one so much. I jumped right into the second one because I figured it would probably be better and they'd have the bugs worked out. I think there was a sale on when I did it. It was like the five years of the App Store or something like that.
Right.
So I got a whole bunch of stuff free that normally wasn't. So I think Kingdom Rush was one of the ones that was free. I can't remember the other one, but I remember there was another title I'd wanted for a long time that was free. So yeah, it was great. I mean, I have a whole page. I tweeted out a page of my apps, a picture of all the games that I downloaded, and they all have the little new banner on them.
Nice.
Yeah, none of them have the new banner anymore.
Really? So you were occupied, is what you're saying, which is the most important part.
Which I was very excited because, I mean, like, I feel like I've been, and not that I'm not still on a WoW kick, but I feel like for a long time I wasn't really playing too much new stuff and definitely not gaming in the mobile space, and it's a huge part of my life I use to commute. I do about 2 hours every time I do a shift, because it's about an hour there and about an hour back, you know, give or take. So I find that, like, that's a huge amount of time. I always feel like I don't have enough time for gaming, and that's a huge amount of time that I literally just sit there and stare out the window. So might as well be gaming, and now I am, so I'm very excited.
Think of all the street passes you get with crazy bus people.
Yeah, really. So, what were you playing when you finally got home? What did you do?
I forgot that the Walking Dead game, our favorite game of last year, combined, both of us. I remember we both loved it. I'm joking.
You are lying through your teeth.
I would never do such a thing. The Walking Dead from Telltale released a DLC pack for the first season, sort of as a bridge between the first and second. And it's called 400 Days. It's $5. Totally worth it. It feels like an episode. And how it's interesting because it introduces five new characters, and each chapter introduces that character, and you can kind of pick and choose which character you play as you go. So at the beginning of the game, you're presented with a pin board, and on the pin board are five pictures. And as you pull down, when you pull down a pin, you play that chapter, and you get to experience that person's story as it leads to the epilogue, I guess. And it was a lot of fun, and it sort of felt like an experiment for Telltale to sort of like, you know, experiment with like moral choices and different human characters, like human antagonist characters. Like, let's try a super crazy guy that appears to be sane, and then you're kind of thinking he could be crazy, but and then he turns out to be super crazy, which is one spoilers. Incident. Yeah, well, I mean, come on, that's not really a spoiler. They telegraph it really well. I mean, Jocelyn, like, you're the person I know very well who just kind of sees things coming a mile away. It's like, oh yeah, he was gonna definitely kill that person. Like, come on,
that's true. That's very true.
You're really good.
I've ruined everything for myself.
Yeah, I mean, you got to turn that brain off once in a while, or else you're never gonna enjoy such favorites as The Walking Dead, I guess. but I mean, for all those who are fans of The Walking Dead, Telltale game, not Survival Instinct, that was awful. I definitely picked this one up. I think it requires episode 1 at the very least, but if you bought it, I bought it on PC. It'll probably go on sale at some point for the
I'm sure Steam. It probably will, yeah, especially with all the freaking Steam sales going on.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun though, and some of the characters it introduces I want to see more of, and some of the characters it introduces are kind of like, I don't really care about you. And so that's the great other part, is that it also gives Telltale sort of an idea of who they should continue with, because this is a branch between season 1 and season 2, and in that sense it feels very disjointed, in the sense that it doesn't feel like season 1 at all impacts this little piece of content, but depending on how people react to this piece of content, it could very well impact season 2 a lot. And we could see all these characters return, or this could just be a one-off because nobody liked what they did. And I liked it, and I'm looking forward to
it. But you like all the things always.
No, no, that's not true. I do not like all the things. I'm trying to... I don't know. Like, what do I hate? Like, maybe what I hate is what I don't play.
Well, that's true. I mean, you play a lot of different titles on a lot of different platforms, but you definitely don't play everything. I would say, with the exception of sci-fi shooters, you definitely stray away from the shooter genre in general. Like, you're not a big Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Battlefield person.
No, but I don't hate those games. I'm trying to I'm trying to think of a game that I like bought, played enough to form an opinion, and then fucking hated it. I guess, I don't know. You know what? Next week, I'll think of something.
I know you'll think of something. There's got to be something.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and stew on it. I don't want to ruin my night, but I'll
think of something. So, just quickly, while we're kind of ish, well, this whole show, really, I think we're going to be on the topic of Steam sales, but you have a couple of things in the notes here that people should be looking out for? Are these things that you think are going to go on sale, or just that you hope are going to go on sale?
I played a lot of small titles when I returned from Nerdtacular, and I knew we weren't going to have time to talk about all of them, so I just focused on The Walking Dead. But I've talked about The Swapper before. Great little title, and it is definitely going to go on sale at some point. Check that out. Gunpoint is another really cool small indie title. It got a lot of praise, and the guy who made it got to quit his job and do it full time. So check that one out too. A lot of fun. I played through that one. It's shorter, so when it does go on sale, you'll be happy. And another final one is Kentucky Route Zero, which bear with
that
me,
sounds
Jocelyn.
Like a horror movie.
It not really.
Like my car is breaking down on the side of the road, and I'm going to be axe murdered.
Well, okay, replace axe murdered with talk to ghosts type characters. And the game is really quirky, and bear with me, it's a point and click adventure. Old school point and click adventure, but more so in the sense that you're sort of navigating the game. There are these weird like dialogue choices, in the sense that you get to create the story rather than go down branching paths. So, like, say, best example is at the very beginning of the game, you have a dog with you, and the character asks you and says, it's like, oh, is that your dog? And you can say, no, that's not my dog. Or, that's my dog, Blue. That's my dog, Blue, and she's real cool. And, oh, that's my dog, Dog, and he's awesome. And then, depending on the choice you make, I chose Blue, and then from henceforth, it refers to your dog as a female, and her name is Blue.
Wow, yeah. That is a game-changing choice.
It was the simplest example.
I don't know what I would have done if you had said that your dog was called Dog the whole way through. I would have just been like...
It was a simple example that you totally took out of... Shut up. Anyways, it's a really cool game, and the art style is fantastic, and there are 2 of 5 acts out right now, so I'm sure, again, it is already on sale, but it should go down further. I'm sure most of these are already on sale, but... they'll be part of a flash sale at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. So I'm just going to give a really, really quick update on what happened to me with the whole midsummer trying to get to 89 thing. Because we ended up going to Nerdtacular and I had to, like, pack and I couldn't just play, I ended up not making it to 89, so I couldn't queue for the midsummer boss, so I didn't get the achievement, and I'm actually really upset about it. So that means I'm going to have to wait all the way till midsummer next year. But I am halfway to 89, or like I'm halfway through 88, almost at 89. So I will be hitting 90, or at least 89, but definitely, yeah, getting within Q range by the next event. So I'll be able to get everything else from this point on, and then I'll just have to wait between Valentine's Day and the beginning of summer, and then I'll be able to get my achievement and my mount. But, oh man, I was so mad.
Speaking of WoW, I was doing my finances when I got back, and I noticed on my credit card statement that WoW was renewed for another month, so...
Yay! So you can come play!
That's exciting. At this point, because I think we played once.
Yes.
It's gotta make up for it this month.
Best $15 you ever spent!
Nah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I want to play again, so thank you, Blizzard, for automatically charging my credit card. You're awesome. I'm serious.
I've been playing a lot. I've been playing a lot of PvP. I've been playing a lot of PvP trying to get my character up to 90. So I'm still really enjoying it. I got a couple of battle pets for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I got the
that's right,
Blossoming Ancient from Dills, and I got the Cinder Kitten from Quoted Nevermore on Twitter. So everybody should go follow her because she's fabulous. But yes, so I got battle pets for my birthday. So I was doing some battle petting the other day. And it's just, I just love WoW. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not really going to go into it, but
I've been trying to play a lot more indie titles and like smaller games because I find I haven't had a lot of time to play larger games and actually beat them. So I've kind of been like, I don't have time for that, so I'm just going to play all these little games. So that's another sort of...
pretty big titles that I'm looking forward to getting into because it's the summer, and we're not going to have that many big releases. Although I didn't actually get a chance to see what is coming out for Xbox Live Arcade, Summer of Arcade, because I'm sure that there's going to be some really good titles. There's usually 2 or 3 in that batch of 6 games that I'm really interested in, so...
There's a game coming out, not as part of the Summer Arcade, but I will give you a hint. That's a big hint. There you go. I should have done with that. Telling you the name of the game is not a hint. That's telling you the name of the game.
That's the name of the game.
But that's how the song goes, Jocelyn. Can't skip the best part.
We could do it backwards. No, let's not try to say
some would argue that the woohoo is the best part, but
it is the best part. Totally the best part. So I've so far on the Steam sale, I have picked up the expansion.
Wait, I thought you weren't talking about this because then a certain person will find out and get you in trouble.
No, that's okay because everything was on sale for $1. Woo!
Okay, so you're not going to tell us the total is what you're saying.
No, no. So I got Defiance, so I'll be playing that. I got Borderlands 2, I'll be playing that. And whoever ends up winning by the end of the show, the copy of Borderlands 2 that we're currently giving away to the chat room. Remember, chat room, be interactive and, you know, pick a winner by the end. But yeah, so I picked up Borderlands 2, I picked up the Civ 5 expansion, I picked up Defiance, I picked up... Don't Starve, which I'm so excited about.
Fun.
Shoot, what else? I can't remember, but I picked up so many things in the last, like, 12 hours. I love Steam sales so much. It makes my life as a gamer so easy, and I've done pretty well. Huh?
This is the first day.
I know. Like, there's, 10 days left?
We do this every year.
Although, today's deals I haven't bought any of because there wasn't anything I was interested in, so...
Surgeon Simulator looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of fun.
I don't know. We'll see. But, so, Ryan and I really appreciate your continued support of our show, along with the support of our sponsor, Doghouse Systems. Use the code THEGAMERSIN to double your RAM when you purchase a new gaming rig. 4 becomes 8, 8 becomes 16, but 16 does not become 32. That would be insane. Head on over to DoghouseSystems.com and get your order on. Which brings us to Quickfire News!
Kinect isn't a spy tool, but Skype and Outlook are. Remember when Xbox One was announced and I called a lot of people crazy for thinking Microsoft would spy on you with the always-on Kinect? Well, the sandwich board dude may have been right. In more leaks relating to the Prism program, Microsoft may have been a little too friendly with the feds, supposedly even going as far to assist in the circumvention of its encryption for various communication services, including Outlook.com, Hotmail, Skype, and cloud storage service SkyDrive. Scary if true.
Blizzard is adding an in-game store to WoW. Although paid mounts and pets have been available for a few years now, players have had to visit Battle.net in order to purchase anything for real money. Last week, community manager, I'm totally going to mess up his name because I forgot to actually look up how you say it, but Bashyak? Bashyak. Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. Confirmed that a real money store is being built into the game. Items are expected to remain cosmetic, and Blizzard will take player feedback about the store and its items into account post-launch.
Indeed. Nintendo. Oh, God. Nintendo creates bad press yet again. Evo is one of the largest fighting game tournaments around, and Nintendo found a stupid way to almost mess up a good thing. What started as Nintendo banning Evo from streaming their Smash Brothers Melee tournament. It's Melee, right? I always mess that up. It is now revealed that Nintendo wanted to pull Smash altogether. In the end, and after much fan uproar, Evo was able to stream their Smash tournament, but not until after Nintendo shit the bed. Not the best way to treat your hardcore fans. Who the hell is at the helm? Don Matrick? I mean, come on.
Oh, man. That guy is the butt of so many jokes now. Okay, so, Quake 3 bots find peace. Left to their own AI learning devices, 16 bots in a Quake 3 arena evolved over a four-year period to realize that the bloodshed was pointless and no one would win if they kept shooting. A stalemate evolved where no one would win and no one would lose either. Although the post cannot be verified and it is likely a hoax, it's still a really cool story. So, a link to the original post will be in the show notes and I'm going to throw it in the chat room now.
Ooh, okay, sorry, I'll keep going. Ryan Davis of...
What are you doing?
I was waiting for you to paste it and then say, look at that image, guys. It was stupid. Ryan Davis of Giant Bomb passes away. Truly sad news came out this past Monday as it was announced to the world that Ryan Davis, host of the Bombcast and co-founder of Giant Bomb, passed away unexpectedly on July 3rd, less than a week after being married. If you're a fan of any of the content put out by Giant Bomb... by the Giant Bomb crew, be sure to check out the latest Bombcast that is a two-hour dedication to Davis.
EA has pulled support of Darkspore. I bet this makes everyone who owns a copy of SimCity very nervous. Last week, Darkspore was pulled from Steam as server-side bugs rendered the game unplayable. EA stated that the game was essentially dead and that they will not be supporting the game or rolling out bug fixes. Darkspore was released in 2011 and marks the first major title to be rendered unplayable due to server-side gameplay requirements. And don't quote me on the first major title thing because I wrote that and then I was like, oh, I should probably look that up. I'm like, it's the first one I remember, so I'm sure that it's, you know, at least close to true. So, yeah, don't email me about that. Or do email me about that, but just be nice.
EA has done it before. I think this is the first title that's not a major sports franchise. They take, like, FIFA and Madden offline.
Right, and I was thinking that, you know, Halo took the multiplayer servers offline, but Halo the game is still playable. Yeah. Even though the multiplayer server, or sorry, not Halo, Halo 2, I guess, is the one. Two or three?
Oh, so you're saying that you completely cannot play Darkspore?
You can't play it anymore.
Oh, well, that's very different. Then, yeah, you're right. This is probably the first major title.
Yeah. It's there were tons and tons of bugs, and players kept reporting them, and EA just said, nope, we don't have a team working on that game anymore. Too bad. So, like, some people's copies will still work, but, you know, as soon as they hit a certain spot and do a certain thing, then they can't play the game anymore. So, yeah.
EA.
So, that brings us to our topic of the week. Oh, that's a lie. I guess we can plug our Slash Loot shirts again. So, if you head on over to slashloot.com, you can get a Gamers In shirt like this one. Yay, Gamers In shirt.
I'm going to... Yeah.
People listening to the live audio are just going to be like, what is she doing? So if you head on over to slashloot.com, you can find shirts from The Gamers In. There are also shirts from all the fabulous Frog Pants shows like FSL Tonight, The Morning Stream, Ladies of Leet, and a whole bunch of others. Oh, the StarCast as well has a shirt up there, which I absolutely love. Garrett's mashup of the three different races symbols is awesome. Head on over there and pick up your Gamers In shirt. And that brings us to our topic of the week, which we kind of touched on. We thought we'd talk about Nerdtacular, but I think we did a pretty good job of that off the top of the show. So actually, I'm going to run one more giveaway before we jump right into the fact that Don Matrick left Xbox for Zynga. What the F noise? So, chat room, if you want Don't Starve, write I want Don't Starve in the chat room, and I will do the random number generator thingy again. So, Ryan, what do you think about him jumping ship from Xbox and heading on over to Zynga?
It feels weird. It's like he threw a bunch of gasoline on the ship, lit a match, left it at the side as he was leaving, and was like, screw you guys, I'm out. But, I mean, Zynga seems... A lot of people are saying, like, oh, Zynga, that's like jumping from one burning ship to the other, and really, like, in all honesty, like, being... What is he? He's not the CEO of Zynga. He's... What is he? What's his official title?
No, I'm pretty sure he's the CEO now. What's his name?
The
other guy stepped down.
Okay, well, you know what?
Stepped aside, kind of. Gave up the title anyway. He's still, like, the head in that, you know, like, he's still got major stake in the company and still helps in the decision-making, but basically gave up all of his day-to-day... business goes to Don now.
Right. Well, I mean, being the CEO of a struggling company is probably the best position to hold, because it's going to be the last position they get rid of, right? Like, he's there to try and turn the ship around. And, I mean, their stock rose, so he's kind of a smart guy in the sense that if I can turn the ship around, it's going to be much more lucrative than just steering Microsoft or Xbox, mm-hmm. you know? Maybe he's looking for a challenge. I mean, I know we all make fun of him for kind of making Xbox look like a number two console, but I mean, it's weird, but it's weirder things have happened. This was right around the time that this is right after the 180, right?
Yes, it was. It within like a week. That's so what, like, crazy. I can't believe that E3 was like 3 weeks ago. It feels like so much has happened since then that it's absolutely insane. Well, I guess a little bit more than 3 weeks ago, but still. Point is, there's been so much that's happened. We had the full 180 from Microsoft, then we have Don jumping ship, which everyone keeps... Well, not everyone. I've had some people on Twitter, because basically I was just like, oh my god, dude, what are you doing? Like, this gives me not a whole lot of confidence in the Xbox One. And one of the responses I got was, well, maybe he's done everything he can with the Xbox One, it's ready to ship, and so he's just moving on. And I'm just like, I understand that point of view, but at the same time, you've got a guy who's trying to say that the Xbox One is the next big thing, it's the best thing ever. Zynga and EA have both been chasing him for a very long time. Why not hold out another 6 months, stay there through the launch of the console, and then move on? That would give me a whole lot more confidence in Xbox than the fact that he jumped ship within a few months of the launch of the product. I feel like that's just like him saying, oh crap, no one knows what they're doing. We keep having to backtrack. This thing we thought was going to be amazing is not being, you know, taken well. So I'm just going to take a job somewhere else before I'm unemployable, before the whole Xbox thing bombs, before people get it in their living rooms and then it doesn't do what it's supposed to, or it spies on you, or this, that, and the other thing, you know? So I don't know. It doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence.
Well, I mean, he wasn't fired. And like, this sort of stuff happens... It doesn't happen overnight. It's something that they plan for months in advance. So they probably knew he was looking to go at some point, not like a last minute thing. And there were rumors that he left just based on all the restructuring, and that happened just this week, didn't it? Like all the restructuring at Microsoft.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Sorry, I'm just going to interject here, saying that the chat room says that they're guessing that Microsoft wants Zynga. And I did see comments, I believe, from Don saying that he was trying to move Xbox in that direction to buy Zynga, and mm-hmm. that it just never materialized, never happened, whatever. So, I mean, that was something that he was thinking, and it didn't happen, so he decided to leave for Zynga. And I don't know why you would jump for Zynga. Like, it just... I can understand EA because they, as many missteps as they've had in the last little while, they're still a big company. They are on par with Microsoft. Zynga just feels like such a flash in the pan.
Hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, and it's funny you mentioned EA because Matrick actually did work at EA. I was going to make a joke when you were talking about Darkspore, but he actually was there, and I guess he was pretty successful. So, yeah, Zynga is a weird choice because they are just having... like a really tough time right now. And this sort of feels like the sort of THQ move where they brought in a new CEO to try and, like, let's turn this ship around. I mean, THQ is a little farther down the hole, but, you know, maybe that Don sees this as an opportunity. And I'm pretty sure the Xbox One, even with the old policies, it was sort of just a ship that was just going to head its course and be successful because it's such a huge brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be more successful now that they've gotten sort of the bad press out of the way and they're able to lay all the blame at Don's feet. And it's like, okay, he's gone now, guys. So all that shit that you were upset about goes with him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I think smarter gamers aren't going to be quick, shouldn't be so quick to forgive and should really look at what's going on and make sure that, you know, they stay the course and they give them what the consumers want. So.
Right. So with everything that's going on, given that you ended up pre-ordering both, right?
Oh no, I I did pre-order the Xbox One for all of like 2 minutes, then I was like, "What the hell am I doing?"
Right. And you canceled it, right? You're right. I couldn't remember how that story ended.
Poor so, Don's like, "Yeah, I'm going to Zynga. This sucks."
Yeah, the entire world pre-ordered the Xbox and then went, "No, wait, never mind, misclicked. I meant to click on PS4." And then so he went, "Oh," and then left. We drove him away to Zynga.
Poor Don.
Oh, it just sounds like such a joke. Oh, man.
Did you hear about that executive that jumped Microsoft? And maybe with this restructuring, he was going to lose his job anyways. I mean, mm-hmm. maybe he figured that, you know what? If I'm going to lose my job, I might as well just go find another one.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, that could be true as well. So, any final thoughts about this whole Xbox thingy? Xbox Zynga thingy?
I don't care about Zynga. So, unfortunately, Don Matrick is probably not going to come up again, but...
I know!
Unless he's a success. If he's a success, then it's worth talking about.
So, what do you think that he could possibly do in order to turn them around? Where do you think he should try to take them? Like, lead them away from mobile gaming, or lead them away from Facebook gaming, maybe turn them into browser-based games, or, you know, like, what do you think he could possibly do with the IP that is Zynga, which even then is not their own freaking work.
No.
I guess it's their own work, it's not their own ideas, but, you know, like, what do you think he could possibly do with a company like that that could turn them around from the absolute nosedive they've taken in the last year?
I'd say that if he could get Zynga to stop acting like a dick, maybe that would help, but he's shown that
he's not a dick.
I know.
I mean, he is a good fit there, as far as that's concerned.
He's already shown that he's not going to be able to turn that ship around, but I mean, focus is probably something that Zynga could prosper from. Like, one of the issues mm-hmm. with Zynga is, best example was OMG Pop that made that Draw Something game. They spent, like, so much money on it because, oh my god, they're so good. Money! And get in here, you know? Come bear hug. And then, like, less than a year later, they drop them like it's hot, you know? Except it wasn't, because they dropped it. But I think what Don could say is, like, okay, guys, similar to what Jason Rubin did at THQ, and just say, okay, Let's focus here. What's this team doing? Okay, that's shit. Do this. Okay, what are you doing? No, don't do an expansion. Focus. You know, focus on the products that are going to make us money, and don't just do quick cash grabs. Like, oh my God, SimCity's popular. Let's do Cityville.
Cityville or whatever the ripoff was. Yeah, exactly. Ralph in the chat room has just said that we need to, or that Zynga, the way to fix them would be to turn them into something like PopCap, which I don't know how many of you are familiar with it or not, but it's browser-based games. They're fun, casual, free, but not cheap free. Like, it's something really that mobile apps and games struggle with, I think. There are some exceptions. Like, I would say Hero Academy is an exception, where the core game is the core game. You pay, you know, $2.99 or $3.99 to unlock a new team, but it's not like they're saying, if you want to force your opponent to skip a move, pay 99 cents or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, they're not nickel and diming you the whole way through your game experience, which is completely what Zynga does. And it's what The Simpsons does as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all of those games where it's like, oh, you want that really cool thing? Well, you have to pay for that, and there's no way to earn it through gameplay. So if you move towards more fun, less micro transactions, all that kind of stuff, I think, like Ralph is saying, Peggle, which is totally the first thing that popped into my mind too. You know, they're fun, addictive games, and you can usually play them in the browser, but then you unlock things like leaderboards and a downloadable local copy, all those kind of things if you pay like $5.99 or $9.99 or whatever. But basically, once you pay for the game on PopCap, then that's it. You've paid for the game, and that's it. Which I really think we need to, just as gamers in general, in the browser space, the mobile space, the, you know, everything, need to get back to that, where you pay a fee, you get a gaming experience, and that's the end of it.
Well, I mean, PopCap's also doing something interesting in with experiments in free-to-play as well. Like, Plants vs. Zombies 2 is going to be free-to-play on iOS. Mm-hmm. And really, I don't think they're limiting you, like, oh, you can only do 3 maps a day unless you pay 99 cents for sunflower seeds. Don't do that. I don't think they're doing that. I think what they're doing is more like, you know, if you want to get the premium plants, you know, you can throw them in there. I don't know for certain, but I know that PopCap has said that this is going to be free to play, and we're not going to do it like a shitty free to play. Mm-hmm. So that remains to be seen. I think it's live in the New Zealand store for testing phases, so I'm pretty sure we'll start seeing some news on it. But I think focus is the big word that Don needs to use when he's in those meetings, is just say, guys, you know, they're still a big company. They've shed a lot of fat, and maybe that's part of the plan. And they are going to need to shed those extra studios, unneeded studios, to focus, because they can only make so many products at a time, right? So
absolutely. So I think I've counted that there were 3 people in the chat room who were looking for Don't Starve, so I'm going to random.org again to generate a random number. Drum roll. I'm really bad at drum rolls. There we go. 3! So who was number 3? Sorry. Scrolling. Third person to say that they wanted it. Corhillion.
Don Matrick. What?
Don Matrick. Jeez, nice. So you are the proud owner of a new copy of Don't Starve. So again, shoot me. I'm like, I can't remember what I'm giving away. I'm trying to copy names and make sure I don't lose track of who's won what. So just shoot me a message on Twitch, and I will get you on Steam, and we will do the whole sending of the gifting copies of Don't Starve. Yay! So I think that pretty much brings us to the end of our show. Ryan, are there any final thoughts before we give away more giveaway things?
Just that Nerdtacular was super awesome, and that I can't wait to go next year.
Yes, I'm also very excited. We should just quickly touch on some of the gaming-related things that happened at Nerdtacular. There were board games everywhere. We touched on the whole Street Pass 3DS thing. There was a live Ladies of Leet, which I actually guessed it on, so everybody should go and check out episode 66, I think, or I'm not sure what episode they're on now, but 60-something, and because I was a guest on the live version, and it was so much fun. The crowd at Nerdtacular is just amazing. What else? There was a video games panel, which was really interesting. I can't remember the name of the guy, and this is so bad. Richard...
The
something from University? Blizzard.
Oh, Russell Brower.
Russell Brower.
Who I didn't say, but I didn't put this out on Twitter, but I shared a shuttle with him back to the airport and got a chance to talk to him. And I told him, like, I'm awful at buying games because I'll buy the games for the soundtrack and then listen to the soundtrack more than I'll play the game. And he was like, oh, I'll bring that feedback back to the team. And he was super pumped to talk to me about it. And yeah, had the shuttle ride home with him. So it was really cool. And I think there were other Blizzard employees because when he left, they said, we'll see you in the conference room, Russell. So I don't know if that was an elaborate joke or if he actually worked with them. But
yeah, well, there were quite a few Blizzard employees at Nerdtacular this year, so it was a really good turnout overall. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else? Oh, the Andrew Allen Trio played live on the first night. No, ooh, second night?
Look at
first
that.
Night. I also bought a copy of Free Play and got all the art from Brian Dunaway on postcards, which is awesome. And so Ryan is showing them now. So we've got all the art, and they actually, all 10 postcards, you can put them side by side and like 5 on top and 5 on the bottom, and they make a full, what is it? Something like 12 by 25 image. Like it's like one big picture cut into 10. It's anyways, super cool, super awesome. I'm not sure what the website is, but basically what he does is freestyle jazz. I can't remember what it's called, but they're all arrangements of video game music.
It's
so
really
each
cool.
of the postcards represents one of the tracks on the CDs. So it's just, it's awesome. So much fun.
Did you know that the Beetle Doodle Dee for his live performance was the Pokemon theme? Because I thought it was like a James Bond theme.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but after they said it, I was like, oh my god, that totally was Pokemon. I thought it was like, is this Skyfall? I didn't see Skyfall, so I think it's Skyfall.
Yeah. It's Pokemon. So I think that was pretty much everything video game related, but you guys should all go check out the, all of the stuff should be on the Frog Pants mega feed, or frogpants.com, all the different parts of the show. I know the video game panel went up on the Final Score stream, so there's a whole bunch of different ways to find all of that content. It was all recorded, live streamed, video, audio, everything. So head on over to frogpants.com and you should be able to find all the information about Nerdtacular. There's also nerdtacular.com, which again probably has all the information. So just go wherever you want and you'll probably find it.
Indeed.
So that leaves us with our final giveaway of the night, which is to the chat room, which is the copy of Borderlands 2. And I am going to give you guys, well, we're going to keep talking here for a minute, so I'm going to give you guys a chance now to vote on who you think was the most active, funny, awesome member of the chat room tonight. I am totally pulling myself out of this. This is for you guys because we don't actually get to read the whole entire chat room the whole way. Otherwise, it would just be us sitting there staring at the chat room all night, and we really try not to do that.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to take a minute now and poll amongst yourselves who wants the game and who you think was the most chattiest chat room member tonight, that would be awesome. You guys have at her for a minute, and I'm going to explain how we are going to thank the folks at home for downloading us every week, even if you can't be here live with us on A-Move TV every Friday night. So I have a copy of Borderlands 2 for everybody at home. And what we want you to do is send us an email to info@gamersinpodcast.com telling us why you love or hate Steam sales.
Be as elaborate and blue as you want.
Yes, exactly. We may or not read it if you're just like, Steam, blah, 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 beep, 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 Steam.
Origin is the best. Love, Don Matrick.
Oh, like that? No, I'm not giving you Borderlands. And again, these are all on Steam, so we'll have to do the whole friendly thing so I can gift you copies of Borderlands. But I'm super excited because I'm getting into it for the very first time. So, Ryan, have you played much Borderlands on PC?
Yeah, I think I've lost track where I am, so I'm looking forward to jumping into. I was looking for an excuse. And I think the season pass is going to be on sale again at some point. You should definitely pick that up.
I got the season pass as
Oh,
well.
Good.
Is there anything that's gone on sale in the last 24 hours?
Did you buy
that I have
all
not
the things?
Actually purchased? I think I did buy all the things. Although I did not buy Grand Theft Auto 4. I was like, oh, no.
5's coming out at the end of, or the start of September, so there's really no point in going for the 4th.
Yep.
think.
So, chat room, have you picked somebody? I think they have, and actually, I completely agree with their choice. I am very happy with it because I've got to say, he is in the chat room every single week without fail. I don't think that there is anyone who deserves a copy of a game to play with Ryan and I more than this guy. It is D Commander. Yay! Yay!
1X. Oh my god, D.
1X, I know. X. Are there more than you? More of you? Are you just like, is it actually a team?
It's Don Matrick.
It's Don.
No wonder. I don't. No, it's not Don Matrick. Don Matrick wouldn't make it through the Twitch chat. He's probably crying in a corner.
So, yes, we want to thank you for your support of our show. We want to thank everyone for their support of our show, because I don't know about you, Ryan, but meeting people in Nerdtacular that listen was just so rewarding, and you guys being here every week and talking to us on Twitter. We want to do so much more for you guys. That was something that Ryan and I spoke extensively about at Nerdtacular, is all the plans for the show in the next year or so. The actual show will stay the same, but we're going to try to do a whole lot more outside of the actual episodes. We want to play games with you guys. We want to talk and interact with you guys. So we are going to try to be a whole lot more accessible because the community is so awesome. So enjoy all your copies of all of your games. I will be sending them out. Well, I'm going to go eat dinner, and then I'm going to send everybody their codes because I'm starving. But that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Again, if you want your copy of Borderlands 2 and you're sitting at home right now going, oh man, I missed all the live chat room stuff, remember, just send us an email to info@gamersandpodcast.com with why you love or hate Steam sales. You can find us every week on amove.tv, along with other fabulous podcasts, including StarCast, Campaign Roundtable, Biggest Fan, and This Week in Blizz. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GISGamer. Ryan is at R. Murphy, and don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. You can also find us on Facebook and Google+. So before we go, I just want to give a quick shout-out and thank you to my brother Greg for creating our awesome music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We would also like to thank Joel Duggan of StarCrossed Online, who drew our Twitter avatars and created our logo. You can find him on Twitter at Joel Duggan or read his comic at StarCrossedOnline.com. So thanks for staying at The Gamers Inn, and remember, tune in next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody. I'm Don Matrick.